This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who was caught in an election security scandal, has denied any wrongdoing. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Peters wants to oversee elections this fall.
A new filing in district court in Mesa County says Peters was well within her legal right to share information about the county's Dominion Voting Systems equipment with a non-employee. It happened during an annual system upgrade. QAnon supporters shared data from the machines. Her attorney says the information leak was not Peters' intent, but says she was trying to preserve records and to better analyze how the state conducted election equipment updates. Colorado's Secretary of State has filed a lawsuit to remove Peters from overseeing Mesa County's elections. The FBI and local district attorney are investigating the security breach. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Last week, new unemployment filings in Colorado fell to the lowest level since the pandemic started. A little over 1,800 people filed new claims the week ending September 11th. Nationwide, weekly claims rose slightly, but some of that was due to the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. People visiting Devil's Backbone, west of Loveland, will soon need to bring an annual park pass or pay $10 to enter. Larimer County Commissioners approved the new fees last week, and they'll start in January. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.
Resilient World. More information is at macfound.org.